足吹き
FPMT.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
I hope that it matches our translation.
So the do same thing. Do same thing to the. If you do not show a real emotion, they meet each other. So So here the word Dita, that's the name of the text, or Dita. Namsha, like presentation of Dita, that's the name of the text. So this text is for, to help us to understand the meaning of Buddhism, the epistemologies, submission, you know. Is like the text, books of epistemology, Buddhist epistemology. There's a Tsimeshung. Term is a meaning. Meaning of the Buddhist epistemology. So then Dita, there's a text that help us to, how you say, to help us to understand the meaning of, you know, Buddhist epistemology. So, Riglam Trudimix is like the key. It's like the key. Key of reasoning. Key of reason. Riglam. Riglam, that's like how you say, mode of reason, or like, there are certain mode of reason that you follow in order to study the Buddhist epistemology. So, epistemology? Truly, dhimmi. So, dhimmi, that's the key. Dhimmi means key. So then Dita, there's no small one, mainly talks about causes, you know, condition, cause, those things. So right from the beginning, that's the first text. When you enter in the Buddhist philosophy class in the monastery, there's the first text that you study, called Dita Chua, small Dita, then medium Dita, then great Dita. So this text is part of the great Dita, you know. So then small Dita, there's a lot of like talks about the causes. There's many, many different causes and conditions. So Rilam Chavas, great mode of reasoning. Use object, yuje, object possessor. Lurik namsha namashyabas, presentation of mind and awareness. Mind is awareness, is the object possessor, then object. Lama the Kumbajamela Tate laws, like, it's like in Sanskrit word, it's called like Namuguru Manju Goshaya. That's the Namuguru Manju Goshaya. Namo prostrations, but here doesn't have the Sanskrit word, but that's how you say in Sanskrit, Namo Guru Manzu Goshaya. Namo prostration, Guru Lama, Manzu Gosha, that's like the Manjushri. Ya is like two, then Chatsaloja. So this text, I briefly explained last Friday. Last Friday we have snow. this text called the three main texts, every Buddhist philosophy text is going to explain based on three main points. The first point is like how to say refuting other perceptions about you know object and object possessor, mainly the different perceptions, different opinion about the definition of awareness and mind. So there's many of them. There's like, somebody says, somebody give one, then there's mistakes, and then correct a little bit, then they add a little more, then there's another mistake, then they add a little more, then another mistake. Kushilu gaba, shilu. Other perceptions, other opinions, about this main subject. Main subject is here, it's like the object and object possessor. So mainly here the other perceptions is about definition of object and definition of object possessors. Shelo Gaba. So then after that you have you prove it wrong, their definition is wrong, their definition has some mistake. So you prove that, that's called the first point, Shelo Gaba. Then after that, what is your perception, what is your point of view, how you define object possessor and objects. So that's called Ralu Shaba. That's like one's own system. It's called one's own system. So then the last one, Chobapong. Chobapong means then, basically denying that any arguments they bring it up based on your definitions, then you are saying that, my definition does not have those mistakes. So then you debate, Chobapong means argument. Argument about your definition of object possessor and object. So then you basically telling them, you don't have, this argument is no, there's no base. So when you get to that point, then the text is complete. Now dedication prayer is finished. So now there will be quiz is not finished. There will be a lot of quiz. But Lord is finished. So I begin, perception or view of other perception, other views about the definition of object and object possessors. I skip all of them because so I think that what is important to know is one's own system, how you define object and how you define object possessors. So what do you think? So should we begin from our own system or should I explain from right from the beginning? It's up to you.
Which one's our system?
Where it starts saying...
Part one, right?
Part one, yeah. Object.
So yeah, we can start with our system. I think that's where our text starts anyway.
Oh.
Our translation.
Yeah. Okay.
Part one is the first one.
We have part one's on page 10.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Just to be clear, this is kind of going backwards from what this is preceding what we learned last cycle.
We begin with the other people's perceptions, I think.
You mean tenet. This is before
tenet. Yeah, so the subject-wise, we are going backwards. So in America, everything is going backwards anyway. So.
Yeah.
First, study this. In the monastery, the way we study first, Dhyuta Chuma, small Dhyuta, then medium Dhyuta. The small Dhyuta, they talk about all the causes, definition of cause, how many division of cause, what's the definition of condition, there's all of them, you learn them. So then, they finish covered then, the medium data. So then this is the fourth textbook, Before that, there's three of all these 33. So there's a fourth. Then there's another one, fifth. So then after that, then tenet, then ground and path, and then that's called tarikh, that's called kind of like Buddhist. Kind of like syllogism that you learn, Tariq. So then after that, then you start to study the Abhisamaya Alamkara, Abhisamaya Alamkara, clear, ornament of clear realization. Then you finish that. So then after that, that takes from it has 8 chapters. They take a long time because each chapter has chapter number 5, 6, 7, they are very short. 8 is quite 8. That's where it talks about all the enlightened sign and the marks and all the, you know, like Dharma, all the 4 bodies of Buddha, 3 bodies, like 3 bodies, 4 bodies, all of them there in chapter number 8. Then all listed every, like, detail of the Chesambu Sunjita, 32 sign and like 80 marks of enlightened beings that you study there. So then when you finish that, then after that, then there's another text that's for, then you, there's text mainly talks about concentrations. This whole text dedicated for that, study that. So then another text will continue. Then another text is all about interdependence. So, there's 2 more texts. Then after that, Madhyamika. So then after that, Vinayaka. Then after that, Abhidharma Kosha. Then up there, you know, you just waited there long time till you become Gishi. Then you there's the power text, you know, 6 years, you know, then every year, 6 months study Vinaya, 6 months Abhidharma Kosha, then next year again same, 6 months, then you know, again and again and again. Then you become Gishi. So then after that, there's 6 year exam, 6 year exam. The exam, 6 year exam. Then the first 4 years, there's writing exam, oral exam, writing exam. So the last 2 years, there's only debate, only debate. Yeah. So then, that's why it's taking, you know, like long time, like there's PhD, that's the longest PhD, you know, so like that takes probably. So even though now they are trying to speeding up, but it still takes now 15 to 16 years. So when I was there, taking probably 23 years, something like that. So now they are speeding up. That's like, you know, every day, that's except Tuesday, every day there's class. Every day there's class, and not just class, then debate, 2 times. Couple of hours in the morning, couple of hours in the evening. You know, so then every day. This will let me see the rest of our own system, wrong laws. Rahul lasa da bir riba semetin. What in English text? What is the first? In our own system.
Our own system concerning the first from among the 2 objects and object possessors.
Okay, so then maybe this I'm looking at the wrong. No. Just oxygen. Okay, here our own system, Rangrila, Yuda, Eugenie, object and object possessor, right? That's how it began?
Yeah.
Object and object possessor. So then the definition of no Yuribocha was no. How they say in English, the definition, first definition of the object?
That which is known by an awareness.
Known by?
An awareness.
And awareness. That's correct. This is the lawyer Rigpa Chawa, known by?
An awareness. That which is known by an awareness.
Known by an awareness.
Yes.
So now, can you also please say the divisions of the object?
When objects are divided, determined
object.
Yes.
Is it?
Objects of engagement.
Object of appearances, object of determinations, object of engagements, right? Loti, now you're the sweet, you didn't? Yeah, tell us you read that. So, known by an awareness, that's the definition of object. This object has to be existence. This object has to be existence. See, now, certain things, even though people see them, they don't exist. Even though people see them, they don't exist. Such as, commonly using the Buddhist texts like rabbit horn on the rabbit. Rabbit horn?
Mm-hmm.
Rabbit horn. Rabbit horn. Does rabbit horn exist? Is rabbit horn its object? Is rabbit horn its object?
No.
So you need to think about the definition of object. Then you have to, that's how you should answer when you debate. If somebody asks, does rabbit horn, star in the water, star in the water, or moon in the water, or like flower in the space, typically they use those examples as a non-existent things. Star in the water, or maybe moon in the water, or maybe flower in the space, or rabbit horn. Are those things, are this object? Are these our object? Huh?
No.
Why not know?
Because it can't be known by an awareness.
How is about the mind that sees them? Is there awareness or not? Mind who sees rabbit horn, mind who sees star in the water, are they awareness or not?
It's mistaken.
No?
It's mistaken.
It could be wrong.
Huh?
Could be number 7.
Huh?
wrong consciousness, a knower that engages its objects erroneously.
Allah,
so you said it had to be in existence, so that's a non-conceptual wrong consciousness.
No, this, so these are not object, right?
Right.
It's not like as it's not object because it's not known by
an awareness.
No?
But Geshe-la, then you asked, is a mind that sees it an awareness?
Mm.
So what's the answer to that then?
Uh-huh.
A mind that sees a rabbit horn, is it an awareness?
So now the answer has to come from debate. the debate. That's why I had the debate is about. looking for shortcuts, so no need to debate every day.
Well, the problem that I have is, last time you mentioned the seven types of cognizer, right? Do you mention the seven types of cognizer, right? And a cognizer is, as far as I know, synonymous with awareness, right? So a wrong consciousness, and the example was seeing a blue mountain, is... therefore, a cognizer, so therefore an awareness. So I would say that a mind that sees, according to this at least, the mind that sees the rabbit horn is an awareness. But then it is an object, which we're saying it's not an object.
That's very good. So that's very good, like, base for debate tonight.
An object doesn't have to be in existence, right? Then an object doesn't have to be in existence.
No. So when we study,
when
we study the materials, maybe we'll go further down. So then there'll be more, more awareness arise. More awareness arise. Then the will be more fun for debate.
Would not the moon in the water be an appearing object? Because it appears to you, but to be an object it has to be appearing, determinant, and engagement. It is not the other two, but it does appear.
That's another good point for debate. Yeah, really. So that's how you debate, exactly how you debate, you know? Like, so in order to debate now, we have to understand how you define appearance object, how you define determinate object, how you define engagement object. So everything has to be known. Everything needs to learn. So then after that, then you create the base for debate. Otherwise, without studying the materials, if you debate, so then it's like hitting our head on the wall. So the world is going to win. So they are saying in Tibet, no, so so this is what happened. One monk went to some family's house, and the mother of the house, like, see some bugs running around, and ask someone there, you know, oh, please check that box where, you know, there'll be no death. No death?
Mm-hmm.
There'll be no death. Immediately the monk said, please also take me to somewhere, there'll be no death. You know, like, that's like debating. Then somebody said, okay, don't debate with the mother. And then it's going to be same as, you know, like hitting your head on the wall. Because mother has no idea about, you know, debate philosophy. So then, you know, like they're saying, you know, So we read a little bit now, okay. I'm going to raise
a question to the bring the when I read, I'm going to raise the question.
You've lost him. He just got a new battery, so there's another problem.
We'll fix it Sunday.
We'll just put new batteries in for tonight.
The battery's on here.
Is there a box? I'm not sure.
Maybe all the...
there it is.
All the batteries, like...
We just changed them before class.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I went out on Monday as well.
Sure.
No,
sure.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe it's on the batteries then.
Sure.
Okay,
the
right.
Play
was that
it
plugged
in fully?
Oh. Why don't we swap boxes?
Yeah. Yes, no, why don't you use Venerable Tendrons?
Yeah, because it keeps breaking all the time.
Huh?
See, now it's working again.
Yeah, there's a short. Check the connection. Brian told me.
Oh.
There is a short. I mean, we know.
Yeah.
Just don't move, Geshe-la.
Brian has the awareness of the object having a short.
So I'm going to just raise some questions throughout the when I read, okay? So I think it is better because now it's turning red.
Here.
Then its battery is now going down.
Why don't we swap boxes?
Wait, we
have
about here. Chris is here.
The magic. Okay. Green.
Red is color red turns on the basic.
Maybe it was on. Maybe it was left on.
Oh, that could be. But she said there was two. Because I use it on Monday at work. Even when they get the new one, he told me that the shoe was inside the box. Not in his bedroom.
Oh yeah, now this is a picture. Then, So then what's the next one? It says like some trouble synonym. Lord, now you that he is sweet in this.
The appearing object of a particular awareness and apprehended object of that awareness are synonymous.
Apprehended object. So. So this is also, in order to have good debate, so need to remember, you know, this, the appearance object and...
Apprehended object.
Yeah, apprehended object. Don't say particular, what it says, a particular?
A particular awareness.
No, doesn't have to say particular, but no, appearance object of awareness and apprehended object of awareness, these are synonyms. So the word particular doesn't have to be there, so that doesn't have to be particular. Lo ti in mayu da ti so vitu jisio. So in order to debate, so need to remember those, then, you know, because then you are aware, you know, like while you are debating. Da? Lord, you know, you don't know, you don't know, what's the next?
Whatever is an established base is necessarily an appearing object.
Whatever like established base, that means every object is appearance object. Every object is appearance object. Whatever is established base, and it is necessary to be appearance object. This all needs to remember throughout the debate, otherwise the debate is not going to be very fun or very excited, if you don't remember those things. So then second one, can you read
this? This is because whatever is a thing is necessarily the appearing object of a direct perceiver, and whatever is permanent is necessarily the appearing.
Things here, not just things, functioning things. Okay, functioning things, not just thing. Oh, functioning thing. Oh, Whatever is functioning things, then there's the appearance object of
a direct perceiver.
So this is also important to remember in order to have this or debate. So that means now appearing object of direct perceiver and functioning things are synonym. See, now that's how you figure it out. Appearance object of direct perceiver and the functioning things are synonym. Doesn't matter which way you say, it has to be functioning things. So that excludes all the permanents are not the appearance object of direct perceiver, because these are not functioning things. See, that's how you, if somebody brings up space is an appearance object of direct perceiver. You can say right away, no, because not functioning things. So if you can make connections, if you can make connections, then heads go round. Not just around, goes up and down. So whatever is permanent is necessarily to be appearance object of conceptual. So now same again, synonym, same. See, now the permanent and appearance object of conceptual thought are synonym. Something that appears to conceptual thought doesn't mean they are the object of conceptual thought, such as star in the water. It does appear, star in the water, it does appear to the conceptual thought. It does appear, but it's not the, how is it, it's not the, how is it?
It's not the appearing object.
When you talk about appearing object, so now here you are talking about appearing object, there's two types of appearing object. One that relates to the direct perceiver, which has to be a functioning thing, which has to be existing. Another way, you are talking about appearing object of conceptual thought. So that has to be permanent. In that case, it has to be exist. So now that excludes star in the water, flower in the space, rabbit horn, all of that. If you remember all of that, that debate is going to be, you can avoid a lot of other, unreasonable complications that should not happen throughout the debate. So you can prevent all of that. So then you can really get into the otherwise, so much time has been spent.
So Geshe-la,
don't look for answer for me.
No, I'm not looking. I'm trying to construct that logic that you went through, right? So if you have a star in the water, it's not a functioning thing, right?
It does appear.
It does appear, but it's not a functioning thing, right? And it's therefore it can't be the appearing object of a visual of the eye consciousness, that's why it's not an object.
No. When we talk about appearance object, we have to think about two things: direct perceiver,
right,
conceptual thought. There's only two object possessors that has no like the only do this two. First one is direct perceiver that has to be functioning things.
Right.
In order to be the appearing object of direct perceiver, it has to be functioning things.
Okay, and that's why it can't. I understand.
So then, the appearing object of conceptual thought, it has to be permanent. But keep that in mind, so then when you debate down the road, it will tremendously helps you to save some time. So not some time, a lot of time, so. Huh? I'm going to rest, you know, I'm going to just explain a little bit here, there, and rest. If there's some, area to argue, or like, how you say, argue, or debate. So then, same. So now there's another thing to relate. Appearance, object, awareness, and engage, apprehending object, awareness. These are synonym.
To determine objects and objects of engagement.
Is that what you're asking? No, I mean. Object of appearing object of awareness and
apprehended object of awareness.
These are synonym, right? Yes. Similarly, now appearance object of direct perceiver and apprehended object of direct perceiver. These are synonym. So the appears object of the conceptual thought and the apprehended object of the conceptual thought, these are synonym. So just remember that as we have you debate when debate. Or, so you do debate, right? Do you debate? Once in a while?
Where?
I think sometimes in John Castle House you don't debate there.
Yeah, we did last year for a while.
Oh, yeah. How that went? It went well?
Well, we did more discussion than debate.
Oh.
We did a couple practice ones at the very beginning.
Yeah. So the same. So now, can you read further down, Tendila? Appearing object of direct perceiver.
Whatever is permanent is necessarily the appearing object of a conceptual consciousness.
That's finished, that's done.
Okay, so the first reason is established because appearing object of a direct perceiver, apprehended object, and thing are synonymous.
Functioning things. Here, when you say things, that means functioning thing, or just, yeah, things, you know, like, the thing is functioning thing, yeah, functioning thing, yeah, oh, yeah. 무슨 나이에서 이거 버티지, 무슨 나이에 인거 같아, 무슨 나이에 무슨 지지, 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 So then, same for appearance object of conceptual thought and apprehended object of conceptual thought and permanent are synonym. You see? Mm-hmm. Did you see that? Oh?
That's,
is there something between there, something between?
It follows that whatever is a thing must be the appearing object of a direct perceiver, because whatever is a thing must be that which is realized in a manifest manner.
Mm.
A direct perceiver.
So then after that, ngosumji juyuche, ngosumji zindajiche, then can you read after that?
The second basic reason is established because appearing object of a conceptual consciousness apprehended object and permanent phenomenon are synonymous.
Okay, this is also important to remember. Now this is related to the conceptual thought. Hmm? One, we already talk about the synonyms, that's like the direct perceiver. So then can you please read, carry on, please carry on.
Also, object of engagement of a direct perceiver.
Object of engagement of direct perceiver.
And object of the mode of apprehension of a direct perceiver are synonymous.
See, no need to worry about now. These are same. There is different word to explain, but basically it's same. No matter which one you say, same. So then again, then determination object of conceptual thought, engagement object, then
object of the mode of apprehension of thought are synonymous.
Okay, so maybe no. You are not going to remember this by heart just looking one time. If you debate, you will remember after many, many years. Why? Because you end up saying this word for more than 1,000 times, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know, in our case, probably we said it probably a million times, you know, before you finish the textbook. Every day, as I said, there's two debates in the morning. Or you say, or you hear, you heard a million times, or you said a million times, you know. Because class, that's what's happening. In the day before, there's no like one-on-one debate. Then after that, so then after maybe 30 minutes, then all the class they have to get together. So there's another debate. So then after that, there's prayer sessions together. Then after that, then another individual debate. So then all this time you hear, you know, somebody says this word back and forth, back and forth. That's how you remember. One good thing about debate is if you debate, so then rather than just sitting here then trying to memorize, it's hard. If you debate, you know, so then you say it back and forth, but meantime, then you remember a long time, you know. So please carry on. No?
Whatever is an established base is necessarily the object of the mode of apprehension of both a conceptual and a non-conceptual consciousness.
So now, does it make sense? Because we all, she do not, toba da tobe shiva nige, zunayi vichava, zunayi vichava, shiva. She do not, toba da tobe shiva nige, zunayi vichava, so. It's not saying that established base, how you say?
Whatever is an established base.
Whatever is
an established base.
Or whatever is an established base, it's not saying it has to be appearance object up, then that's a big mistake. Right? Make sense? It just ring some bells. Whatever is established,
is an established base.
Whatever is an established base, then
is necessarily the object of the mode of apprehension of both a conceptual and a non-conceptual consciousness.
Apprehension object is not saying appearance object. If you're saying appearance object, that's a big mistake. Did you see the mistake? Well, if it's appearance object, did you see whatever is an established base, it is necessarily to be appearance object of
direct perceiver.
Appearance object of direct perceiver and appearance object of conceptual thought. Is that correct? That's not correct. It's not correct.
I'm sorry, I thought it was referring to the, you said the apprehended project. The apprehended object, not the appearing object.
Yeah, if I say whatever is an established base, it is necessary to be appearance object of direct perceiver and conceptual thought. Is there any mistake?
Yes. Yes, because it doesn't refer to the appearing object. It is referring to the apprehended object.
Yeah, not just this mistake. There's a bigger mistake than that. Oh. There's much, much bigger mistake than that.
An established
space can't be. Now, that probably you need to think about the appearance object. You need to think about appearance object. If there's something that's appearance object...
Geshe-la, the definition of it, it says whatever is an established space is necessarily an appearing object, right? That was our first definition, right, about appearing objects. So I'm a little confused now, right, because...
Yeah, that's a good sign. If you guys are just confused, that's a very good sign, yeah.
So it says whatever is an established space is necessarily an appearing object.
So here it says, like, whatever is an established base is necessary to be apprehended object, not appearance object.
Right.
Right? Apprehended object.
The object of the mode of apprehension.
Yeah, object of mode of apprehension and...
Of both conceptual and non-conceptual.
Mm. Right. So mode of apprehension object doesn't say the appearance object. Mm.
So if I take... Okay, I know what you're saying, Geshe-la, but if I take that sentence... And the paragraph that we already did about the appearing object, right, where an established base is necessarily an appearing object, then both the appearing object and the object of mode of apprehension is whatever it is an established base.
Do you see a mistake?
I'm trying to find the mistake, but I can't see it.
They need to debate. So very good. Yeah, I think if you debate, you read. Try to remember the materials. So far, we only covered four lines. If you remember those materials, so far we only cover four lines. If you remember from there, so then you will figure it out right away. If you remember all of them.
I'll take your word for it, guys.
It's going to be a really good meditation. You know, you just... Then you know, it's like, that's why the monastery, some of the house you see on the wall, you know, because they debate, they come back from debate, you know, couldn't have, nobody can figure it out, everyone's trying to figure it out. Then you know, then sometime, you know, and then the same as the puja, you know, you're really thinking, you're still thinking, trying to figure it out. Yeah, it still does that sometimes, you know. Sometimes she does figure it out. It requires some thinking. Without thinking, whatever is an established base, it is necessary to be mode of apprehension, object of direct perceiver. And I'm just memorizing all these English words, so maybe I'll forget next time. So, you know, you can say it because you know English very well, but I have to memorize, so then I memorize them after that. That should not toba toba da tome shiva, should not toba tome shiva, nigi, deny with us. There's so much to debate, so much to debate. So, So Shankar, please, you know, like maybe after the class, you know, if you feel like that's good to debate, you know, so now say there are differences, like, I don't know. Do you mind if we read again? I think it's important, you know, to understand the materials, okay? Because then you read like, well, Muzuri na yu su yu, na yu su yu uva tujiji. Tobe na yu su yu tava tujiji, Muzuri na yu su yu uva tujiji, Tobe na yu su yu, na yu su yuji. Appearance object, conceptual thought also has appearance object. Direct perceiver also has appearance object. Appearance object applies to both. See? So then, like, every handed object applies to both. Direct perceiver and conceptual thought, both. So then, like I said, engagement object of direct perceiver and
And object of the mode of apprehension of direct perceiver are synonymous.
That's like duty. So then after that?
Determined object of thought, object of engagement, and object of the mode of apprehension of thought are synonymous.
Determined object. Okay. Determined object is only for conceptual thought. Direct perceiver doesn't have determined objects. So there's something to remember. It doesn't say here, but there's something to remember. When you debate, it will help. Determined object, there's only shini tobe gichu ismai shivakunes. This is the very personal object of conceptual thought. Determined object. I just want to explain that. Appearance object is for every all the for both. Shit not to bot to me, shit not to bot to me, she when you get the night you be chosen, the night you be chosen. So now, please pay a little more attention to the next one. Next one, what's called? There's some debate.
Whatever is an established base is necessarily the object of the mode of apprehension of both a conceptual and non-conceptual.
Yeah, then after that.
Whatever is the object of the mode of apprehension of the thought consciousness of apprehending it is not necessarily an object of the mode of apprehension of thought. This is because the horns of a rabbit are not an object.
So now see, now same, that's like the star in the water. Same, now the star in the water is, I say, is what? Star in the water is?
It appears.
Can you repeat that?
Are not an object of the mode of apprehension of thought.
If something is...
Whatever is the object of the mode of apprehension of the thought consciousness, apprehending it...
That one. Can you repeat that? Do you understand that?
Whatever is the object of the mode of apprehension of the thought consciousness, apprehending it...
Shankar, you understand that?
The object of the mode of apprehension of the thought consciousness. Okay. Okay. Whatever is the object of the mode of apprehension of the thought consciousness.
Okay, that is.
For example, the star in the water.
In the water is.
Is not necessarily an object of the mode of apprehension of thought.
If the object of the mode of the object of apprehension, oh my. If the second one has to be existence.
Yeah, the second one has to be in existence. The first
existence. First one doesn't have to be existent.
The object of the mode of apprehension of the thought consciousness.
Doesn't have to be existent, right?
The thought consciousness is
existent. It's not necessarily an object of the mode of apprehension.
Need to finish whole sentence, like,
yeah,
can I see this? Maybe let me see. I'm going to burn your ears. I'm going to burn your ears. Maybe say it a number of times. So, Kodo. Okay, here. Whatever is the object of the mode of apprehension of the thought consciousness, apprehending it. Okay, now just stop there. Apprehending it. Whatever is the object of the mode of apprehension of the thought consciousness, apprehending it, star in the water. Star in the water, because consciousness is not the consciousness that sees star in the water. That consciousness is, that star is the object of the apprehension of the thought consciousness, apprehending it. Okay? Is not the object of the mode of apprehension of thought. Just cut off some word there. Okay. Star is the object of mode of apprehension of the thought consciousness apprehending it. But it is not object of the mode of apprehension of thought because it doesn't exist.
Okay, Geshe-la. So why does an object of the mode of apprehension of thought need to be an existent? Is there a definition somewhere?
Because these are the synonym.
Well, I'm trying to find it. I don't see the synonymous whatever, the sentence that says that. Is there something before that?
It's all the above there. It's all the above.
Is this the first paragraph?
We all the talk.
Whatever is an established base is necessarily an appearing object. This is because whatever is a functioning thing is necessarily the appearing object of a direct perceiver.
But we're not talking about appearing objects. We're talking about the object of the mode of apprehension. That's not the same as an appearing object.
But it's an established base.
So are we saying that an established base and a functioning thing are synonymous?
No.
No,
that's a mistake. So like, appearance object of conceptual thought and the permanent, they are synonym.
Correct.
Remember?
Yes. Yes.
Star in the water is not going to be object of conceptual thought. How many objects is there related to conceptual thought? There's appearance object. There's like engagement object, or there's three of them.
Right, and determined object, right.
Yeah, all of those have to be existence. But you know, like, even though it's mistaken, but you know, the mind that sees star in the water, there is a mind that sees star in the water. But that star is the object of that particular mind, but it's not the object of conceptual thought because it doesn't exist. It's not permanent.
Oh, I see. It's the one that's apprehending it, but it's not the object of thought.
It's the object of the mind which is apprehending.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
But that's not object of the conceptual thought because it's not permanent. So there's the...
It's easier to understand in
Tibetan. Maybe next Friday, third class.
The word conceptual thought.
Huh? Rangzu tobe desko, rangzu tobe dhuna yu, na tobe dhuna yu, machabde ribo rates, rabbit horn, is the object of the, so now, that's no English, probably, I do not, even here it's like very different. So now here, now because the way it is translated, it makes more difficult.
Yes.
It just takes a lot of familiar.
Yeah. Whatever is the object of the mode of apprehension, you know, but people who are doing this translation is doing a wonderful job, but, you know, it's not easy to translate. How are you going to translate that, you know? Unless everybody speaks the same language, same Tibetan language, it's much easier than... I can't imagine debating Sanskrit, you know, so probably we have no clue, you know, so what does it...
How would you translate?
Huh?
How would you translate?
So then, you know, I also need to look at this translation, otherwise I have no words. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to say, what to say. So I'm trying to hear, like, I'm seeing the star, the rabbit, I'm going to say rabbit horn. Rabbit horn is the object of mode of apprehension of the thought consciousness apprehending it. There's no mistake, it's correct. But rabbit horn is, instead of that, I'm going to say, rabbit horn is not the object of mode of apprehension of thought. Do you see a difference?
There's one word you've left off.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes big difference. One word they left, that makes big difference. Razutoba. Razutoba is
like one of those puzzles. What's the rabbit horn is not the mode of.
Rabbit horn is not the object of the mode of apprehension of thought. Hmm?
Consciousness.
Yeah, consciousness apprehending. Yeah, consciousness apprehending. That's where that needs to be emphasized. There, that's the big difference. You know, Ranzu Tobe Zuna is the same. Another way to say, okay, you can be right. You can be right. What you see doesn't mean you're right. Same thing. Huh?
That, you know, I like that. That just makes so much more sense than all this.
Yeah.
What you see, maybe what you see is not what you get.
You might be right. You might be right. What you see doesn't mean you are right. I mean, you know, what you are seeing is not existent. No, you may think it's existent, but you know, for you it's existence. Generally speaking, there's not existence. Something like that. But yeah, if you like summarize something like that, no. When you look outside, maybe you are confused between like pine tree and the person. For you, what you see is a person. You maybe, you know, you are right. What you see doesn't mean you are right. You know, that person is the object of your apprehending. That kind of particular thought is the object of that, but it's not the object of conceptual thought because it doesn't exist. There's just tree, it's not person.
So
what you see, you might not get what you see.
Right. What you see isn't always what you
see. Yeah, you may not get it may not be right, because there's another way, so you may not get what you see.
Yeah.
What you see may be right to you, but it may not be what is there.
Yeah, may not be right. May not be right. Right or not exist.
I think part of the problem, too, like in conceptual thought, in our language, we have that word, conceptual thought. It just means to think. Now, in this definition, it's whatever you said, you know, about permanence and so. It doesn't mean, when we hear it, it just means to think.
Mm.
Conceptual thought. I had a thought, you know. Mm. It's not. So it's kind of I understand there's limited choices in what they can use to describe this.
So now the word needs to be emphasized, like apprehending it. That needs to be emphasized. Ranzu tobe zunda, you know, tobe zunda machandinde. Another way, easy way to say, oh, something is object of your thought doesn't mean that's object of thought. No? Maybe your thought can be wrong, no, completely wrong. No, if something is object of your thought, doesn't mean object of thought. Object of thought means, you know, object of thought means you are thinking the conceptual thought. Object of conceptual thought, there's no three of them, right?
Yes.
Three of them. And each one of them, when you look very closely, has to be existence. Right? That's probably easy to say. If something is right for you, does not mean it's right. It is right for you, mind that sees it's right. Maybe it's right for that, but doesn't mean it's right, no? Something like that. Make sense? So now, like Shankar, like, you know, asking, like, there's object, there's many objects, all kind of object, and look very closely, what object that conceptual thought has does not have direct perceiver. Why? That's where to debate, no? Or what there's like, or this object, the conceptual thought has and doesn't have, direct perceiver doesn't have that kind of object, no? Why is that? Then you remember, you know, if somebody just trying to debate something, and you remember how many objects of conceptual thought, how many objects of direct perceiver, so. Then practice-wise, is that very important to know? Maybe, like, not immediately, but down the road, you know, like, it's also important to able to figure it out, you know, so, like, which is not, you know, so. It's not like Lamrim. Lamrim is directly, how I say, like, everything in the Lamrim is, like, directly, how I say, like, directly, how is it, pointed to improve your inner qualities, you know. But those texts is very much related. That's why the whole system has been set up, you know. First you study all the causes, definition of cause, how many division of cause, and what is the definition of conditions, and you learn all of them, then slowly, then you learn all the awareness. So, you know, we have all kind of like, so we have all kind of dreams, and sometimes we have all kind of different ideas, you know, how you know it's like right or wrong. All of a sudden you are meditating, all of a sudden something incredible appears. Is that obstacle or is it just real? Or it's hard to figure it out, you know. You know, something to believe, you know. Or could be, you know, like obstacles, you know, too. Even though it appears as some like form of holy beings, could be big obstacles. So, oh yeah. She do not tobo tome she niga zunai bi chapo. She do not tobo tome she. She do not tobo tome she wa niga zunai bi chapo. So then, you know, like, Whatever is an established base, it is necessary to be, apprehending object.
The object of the mode of apprehension.
Yeah, the object of mode of apprehension. So then, why not another object? Why don't you use another object? That's not the only object. That's how is about appearance object? How is about object of determination? All of that, you know. So then, need to debate, you know. So, oh, if you say appearance object, oh, that's mistake here. If you say the object of engagement, that's mistake. No, so why not only like, you know, object of apprehension? Make sense? Ever make sense, any?
Yeah.
So just, you know, raising a question. Why not appearance object? No, this is not only object. So why you choose this particular object? No, whatever is an established base is necessary to be mode of object of mode of apprehension. off, then it's long. Make sense? So then, Raja Tove Zunda Jira, Tove Zunda Majate, Rivo Rade, Tove Zunda Yumai Mishise, Tove Zunda Teta, Tove Yumai Mishise, Telo Ti Yumai Mishise, Telo Yusano Mai Mishise. Then, you know, now, when you further read down, they prove why it's not so. Can you read? Sorry, now I have your text.
Whatever, okay.
So, now, this followed because the horn of rabbit are not an object of thought. This is because the horn of rabbit are not an object of awareness. Which is suitable to be an object of awareness. It follows that the subject, the horn of rabbit, is the object of mode of apprehension of thought consciousness, apprehending it because of being selfless. That's how you translate, otherwise, no, how you going to translate. So, selfless, no, in Tibetan word called dame, does not always refer to emptiness, you know. In this case, selfless doesn't refer to emptiness. You know, emptiness. Selfless doesn't matter, like, selfless doesn't have to be existent, no? There's, everything is selfless, right? Everything's, if something is existent or non-existent, it has to be selfless. Because there's not, like, inherent self.
Yep.
Make sense?
It does to me.
So it doesn't exist because it's empty.
It
does
no.
not exist because
it's empty.
Even if it
exists. No.
Even if it
didn't
exist.
Yeah.
Karada. No, here's
the...
Selfless
doesn't add a thing to this.
Right.
Yeshla. What about... I would, instead of selfless, it would non-existent be the same?
No.
Selfless does exist.
I know it does exist. But the horns of a rabbit.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. The mode of apprehension of a thought of conscious is what it's referring to, not the subject of the horns of a rabbit.
Yeah. The last one. What is called? No. It follows that the subject, the horn of rabbit, is the object of mode of apprehension of thought, consciousness, apprehending it because of being selfless.
Because
the rabbit horn. Rabbit horn is selfless.
It's empty of inherent existence.
No matter which object you bring it up, it's selfless. No, if you bring it up prayer will, it's selfless.
I'm not sure why they bring that up.
Huh?
Why bring that up? Kind of like saying, yeah,
No. The reason they're bringing it up, because you have to prove the horn of rabbit is the object. So if somebody asks why the horn of rabbit is the object of mode of apprehension of thought, consciousness, apprehending it, what do you say? But we say the rabbit horn is the not object of...
The mode of apprehension.
Not the object of conceptual thought, right? Yes. It's not, we all agree the rabbit horn is the not the object of conceptual thought. Simple answer is because it doesn't exist. That's clear. So now here, according, debate has to be based on some text. Otherwise, I want to say everything that I like to say. So then that debate will never end. No, there's no way to debate, no. Yeah, so you have to base on the book. So now here in the book, what it says, the rabbit cone of red is the object of mode of apprehension of thought consciousness, apprehending it. What do you say? Yeah, that's exactly what it says according to the text, because selfless.
But if it was a rabbit ear, it would be selfless as well.
Yes.
Exactly, same. Doesn't make
so
a rabbit
it
ear.
So selfless makes no, yeah. Does not add anything to this.
Anything, selfless, the point here, selfless means if something is selfless, doesn't have, does not mean it has to be exist.
Right. It's the only category.
Makes sense. If something is selfless, doesn't have to exist.
It's
selfless can be existent or can be non-existence. For example, rabbit horn is selfless, is non-existence. So now you are seeing the bottom, or you are seeing whether this exists or not exists, doesn't matter. It is going to be object of the mode of apprehension of thought consciousness, apprehending it. Whether it exists or not exists, doesn't matter.
But are they saying that because, I think I finally... They're saying it because, oh, I saw a rabbit horn. You know why you saw a rabbit horn? Because emptiness exists, therefore you're able to see a rabbit horn. Mistakenly. Mm. But I think that's why they're saying it. Otherwise, it would just be like, why say it? I think they're saying it because, okay, the reason you're able to see it with that mode of apprehension that you got in your face, it's because is that rabbit horn...
Maybe there's another way to say it. Now, here, the, you say the object first. Object, the said object is like...
the rabbit horn.
Oh, another way to say why people see rabbit horn. You can say it's selflessness.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, there's one way to say it, but you know, here you're saying the rabbit horn is the... Not, rabbit horn is not the object of conceptual thought.
Right, right.
But it is the object of apprehension of the consciousness or something that goes on and on and on here. Like,
yeah, But they're saying it's the object of all those things because of emptiness.
Because of selflessness.
Because
yeah.
of selflessness, I'm able to mistakenly see that.
That's bottom line. What I'm saying is the mind does not always see this. Mind does not always interact. We are not saying valid mind, not what we just say mind. Not always interact with something that exists. Sometimes mind do interact with something that does not exist. So that thing that, you know, here, rabbit horn, yeah, some people, you know, see mistaken with rabbit long ear with the horn. Also, then, you know, in that case, people do see something, you know, as a horn, and that rabbit horn, so while you see then another way is to say selflessness, you know, means the, what we see doesn't have to exist. That's the bottom line. What we see sometimes do exist, sometimes do not exist. Why was that? You could say selflessness, but you know, it's much more, has a much, much better to say if the rabbit hole is the object of mind that apprehends something, because it's selfless. Make sense? So now,
very strange way to say that you can see things that don't exist.
Yeah.
That's one thing to say. You can actually see things that don't exist because you have a mistaken view. But they're saying you see these things that don't exist.
But now the question is, you can say that's a very good idea. Make it easy, you know? How you say? Make it easy. How you say?
You could actually see things that don't exist.
Yeah. So now the question is, what you see? So you are seeing something that doesn't exist.
Right.
Then I'm asking, is this the object of, no?
The mode of blah, blah, blah.
My object of thought.
Okay. Right. And so we say no.
Because you have to have some, you have to have based on something. Otherwise, you can say no or yes or doesn't matter. But when you're debating, you have to base on something, you know. You have something to base on.
Based on those definitions. But still, the thing that's still confusing is, okay, based on those definitions, no, it's not conceptual thought, it's this. But what does selflessness have to do with this? Selflessness doesn't have to do with that mode. Selflessness has to do with the rabbit horn that the mode is apprehending. So why even bring in selflessness? I thought they're bringing in selflessness because that's the only reason you could actually see something that doesn't exist is because of selflessness.
Then the bottom line, selflessness is like very, very big. It's not just covering the existing things. is covered in both existing and non-existing things. So they're saying, oh, things that you see doesn't have to be, exist or that there's a rabbit horn. Then the bottom line that Rangzu Tokpa is much here is only few words, Rangzu Tokpa, Zindagiyu. That's all. And he English here, like, then you know, there's like almost like 1 mile.
I know.
So here in Tibetan word called Rangzu Tokpa, Rangzu Tokpa, Zindagiyu. That's all. But you know, this is not easy to translate. Believe me, this is not easy to translate. I don't know how to translate that. That's what they're doing now, you know. Now, makes sense why the selfless is there. Makes sense selfless is there.
Mm-hmm.
Because of being selfless. Can you make... Now the question, can you make relationship between being a selfless and the object of mode of apprehension of thought, consciousness, apprehending it? Can you make a relationship between those things, two things? That's the point here. Being of selfless and the, between being of selfless and mode of, object of the mode of apprehension of thought, consciousness, apprehending it.
Yes, because you said the things that fall under selflessness are huge. They include existing and non-existing. So I guess that's the clue. That's why they say that, because under selflessness there's things that exist and things that don't exist. It'd be a little, give us a hint. They could have said that this category under selflessness.
See, on page 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now,
starting with
Shankar, another way to say it, you know, like being a selfless, that cover existing, non-existing, everything, being a selfless. Just think about existing or non-existing, both.
Let me try for English.
No?
Let me try. If we go to the top of the page, and it says, when objects are divided, there are, one, an appearing object. So if I have rabbit horns or rabbit ears, they both appear. Correct? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Determined objects. Is that my mind saying that that is a rabbit ear, or my mind saying that is a rabbit horn?
We're not there yet. Yeah.
What does determined object mean?
I was going to ask that. What's the definition of
determined? Yeah, it'll come later.
Well, the word was on the page, so it ought to be.
The definition.
It gives us a synonym of it.
No, there is definition.
Object of engagement.
An object of mode apprehension. So, Geshe-la, a rabbit horn cannot be the appearing object of a thought consciousness, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Because it would have to be a permanent. Right, okay. I'm just making sure I understand that.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's my definition.
Okay. I was wondering, like, if you can make relationship between these two things, being a selflessness, the object of the mode of apprehension of thought, consciousness, apprehending it. Relationship. So basically you are saying that whether it's existing or non-existing, there will be a mind that sees them. Whether it's like existing or non-existing, mind that sees rabbit horn, mind that sees the star in the water. It doesn't have to exist. Being a selfless means there will be mind that sees whether it exists or not existing. So because there's a reason, right? Because the reason. Oh, So now there's no more like debate. Right after there's more debate. Today there's go nayu suyu mwadrije. Yeah, so now it'll stop. Yeah. It's like 8:30. So shall we need more debate? No, it'll become more clear, more debate. No? So when we study the monastery, so we have everyday class. So we don't understand right away. You know, there's a lot of debate in class. You need to be practice, please practice patience. After maybe like then, like four or five class, when you debate more, if you don't understand, so then, you know, like, even in the monastery, we have class, every day class, then 2 times debate in the morning, afternoon, some, you know, it's very hard to understand. But here, only class once a week, like 1.5 hours. So, please don't get discouraged. Don't get discouraged. I mean, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. So this is text, we are not studying easy text, we are studying very difficult text. No, I did ask Billy McGee to come down, but you know, somehow, because you know, he has, Billy McGee is a professor, one of my friends. He's teaching debate, so, and Dan Pudu, unfortunately, another professor who wrote this very thick book about debate, he already passed away, Dan Pudu. Yeah, Billy McGee, so the one time he wanted to come here, bring a bunch of students here, but you know, at that time, unfortunately, I'm not here. So then it didn't work it out. Yeah, so slowly. Yeah, dedication, Mishani Deva dedication.
Page 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering of the body and mind, obtain the ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha.
Om
Tari
Tu
Re So Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha.
Om Tari Tu
Tari Tu Re So Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha. Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha.
Yeah, thank you. Good night.